Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them? Episode 316.
Oh, my God. I knew it. I knew we weren't going to know a number.
Reverting one. Back. Jessie's back from her cruise. How was it?
It was fantastic. I'm a little bit sleepy. It's kind of ironic when you go on vacation with your kids, you come back and you're like, why am I so tired?
But more tired than you were when you left. Yeah.
It was amazing. Wow. What a spectacular cruise.
She sent me some pictures and videos, and there was like fireworks that they do. Oh, my God. Off.
It was insane.
I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah. Fireworks. And literally my daughter got to go into Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, become a princess. And it was so magical. And then the whole staff is trained so that everywhere she goes on the boat, they're like, hello, princess. Like they literally clapped for her as we entered the dining hall. It was like amazing. She was just like, yes, this is my life, obviously. She was not.
Oh, she gets like, back and she's like, why aren't people calling me?
No,
princess?
Literally. She was not phased at all. She's like, yeah, this is what I deserve. So I love that for her. Well, but I'm happy to be back. There's no gap for you guys. We still had our episodes up. But for us, it's been a week since we filmed, which is like a never thing. That doesn't happen.
I got a chemical peel.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. You took advantage of the break.
It was a lot. It took every ounce of self-control in me not to just peel it all off on the second day.
Because not only is that like kind of defeating the purpose, but it could actually damage your skin, huh? If you peel it off.
Yeah. I do have a couple spots that it like, I didn't intentionally pull it off prematurely, but I feel like it came off a little prematurely when I was like washing my face and stuff. So I don't know. I'm going today. We'll see if I get yelled at. Okay. She told me she would kill me if I peeled it. So.
Oh. Interesting.
Like, okay, great. I'm a big picker, so.
I didn't even think about that when you said you were getting a chemical peel, but like, yeah, I would imagine that was very challenging for you.
No, I told her when she's like doing it and she's like, are you nervous? And I was like, just about the aftermath,
yeah.
Because I feel like I'm going to need like a straitjacket to keep me from doing it.
Well, the results look fantastic, I must say.
Thanks.
Yeah.
My makeup goes on very nicely, so.
You're like in your skin journey year. Like you've been really up in your game this year.
Despite what some comments think.
Despite that one bitch's opinion.
Like after I shared that, everyone was super nice in the comments. And I'm like, I swear I wasn't like compliment
fishing. Oh my God, I'm dead.
It felt relevant. Yeah, Jocelyn said I'm in my wellness girl journey.
You are. I love that for you.
I'm just kind of counteracting like my poor diet and sleep.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're just trying to make up for the fact that you don't drink water.
Yeah, I'm just balancing it out. Today, we have a topic that...
I've been dreading this day.
I know. A lot of you have been requesting it. It's Caleb Hammer and D'Angelo Wallace.
Yeah.
They've been having a little bit of a beef.
I don't even mind talking about this. I've been dreading the day that we had to talk about Caleb Hammer. I have so many opinions about this dude, and I've seen him on my For You page for... too long, and he drives me absolutely fucking insane. So if you want to know my bias, he drives me insane. His voice, his aura, it's like diarrhea. I can't. It's so...
Yeah, give us an overview.
Oh my God.
If you don't know, Caleb Hammer hosts a podcast or a show? Podcast? I don't know.
I think it's a show, I guess.
Okay. One of the two. Some video content called Financial Audit, and he has people on as guests, and then he like helps solve their financial problems.
Oh, that's a really nice way of putting it. He just harasses them, actually, is
my
opinion. Yeah,
allegedly. But it's funny because he apparently has like one of the most viewed TikTok profiles.
I believe that.
Some of the most
views
ever.
My For You
page. I believe it too, because I always see it too, and I'm not seeking it out. And every time I watch, I'm always like, is this real?
Okay, that was my thought as well. I don't think that he could find people that are like that good of actors. We're going to find out in a little bit. He says that everything essentially is agreed upon when people go on his show, that they know what they're getting into. They know the rampages that he's going to go on, you know, and all of that stuff. But I don't believe it. In my opinion.
Well, apparently, at least early on, which like I wouldn't be surprised if that was still the case now, he would pay people to come on and he would like hire them as actors, basically.
What many people don't know is that many of the early guests on Caleb Hammer's show were actually paid actors hired off of a website known as Backstage to appear on the show. Zeke was one of the actors that claims to have found out about Caleb's show from the site, and from the listing Zeke showed me, the offer was quite generous, with an initial small $25 appearance fee, and then a 25% commission on all revenue generated from the episode for 12 months. Anticipated commission was believed to range from $2,500 to $8,000, depending on video performance.
Yeah, and also in the beginning of his show, like in the early days, he was so much nicer. We're going to find that out too. Like he was
much
a different person.
More reserved.
It seems his like berating of people, I mean, he calls them slurs, he calls them names, he tells them like, get the fuck out of here. Like he literally is just like berating people. There's really no other way to put it.
You actually smell like a Halloween store.
It's Dubai
very
chocolate
weird.
Body butter.
Ugh. It smells like Spirit Halloween in here. You know you're fat, though, right?
No, yeah. I wouldn't consider you fat either.
Girl, I'm obese. I need to be very clear. Like, it's not joking roasting anymore. We cannot do fat acceptance.
Who the f*** invited Mulan? What?
That's what my fiancé said.
He let you leave the house? You look like you're probably a mother of, like, 7 with multiple dads, right?
That's horrible. No, I don't have any children. What?
You look and smell like it. You live with dad.
Yes. Yeah. We moved in with
at
my parents.
31. What is wrong with you guys? Yes, you are old.
I'm not old. I'm just seasoned.
That seasoning is actually dust. Usually lesbians, they have horrible finances. They move in immediately and they fuck everything up. When your boyfriend comes in, how is he going to feel that I've seen your titties? Is this with brain function? Why do you get so upset at everything I say when I'm clearly just like...
When you're clearly... It's just like last time, you were like, I'm doing it for the cheekiness of the show.
Yeah, I play into my cheeky personality, but it is my personality.
That's how you make money, is by being an asshole.
Also, this surrounds people's finances, so he's looking through their accounts, he's looking through their literal checking accounts and debits, and what did you spend on this, and what did you make on this? And I understand that some people make really stupid financial choices. I've made plenty in my life, but like, uh-huh. If his goal was to help people, which it's not, his goal is to get engagement and views, then like, what a bad fucking approach. He is just like harassing people and making them feel like shit.
I actually am curious. Go to his TikTok and see like what one of his like most viewed things is. Yeah, so some of his most viewed videos have like 19 million, 26.4 million. Let's click any of them.
With my credit card, I max that out to 4,000.
What do you mean you max it out? Max it out or maxed it out?
So my max, I got confused with the credit debt and the credit limit. So my parents got me a credit card and I ended up getting a max credit limit of $8,000. So I could spend up to $8,000. That's what that means, right? So I would use it and I would take my boyfriend. We would just started dating. We would go out.
Credit limit is $12,500.
On it now?
Yeah.
Well, when I looked at it last, yeah.
Continue.
Me and my boyfriend, me and my friends, we would go out and I'm like, oh, I'll pay for everybody. I got it. I'll spend the money. Don't worry about it. It's just a credit card. So I would pay and pay and pay and pay. And then I called my mom one day and I wanted her to be proud of me. So it's just like, hey, I've got $4,000 credit on my credit card. And she's like, credit limit or credit debt? I was like, what's debt? And she's like, oh, that's bad. I'm like, oh, really? Okay. So it's $4,000 debt then? She's like, that's bad. Why did you do that? I'm like, I thought that was good. And she's like, no, your credit limit at the time.
Even this, I'm like, come on.
That sounds really fucking stupid. But I will say, I do think a lot of people are uneducated on certain things, especially people who own a credit card for the first time. I don't know if he goes on to berate her. I mean, you could see from the editing, it just like zooms into one eye. Like,
yeah,
he very much likes his reaction to be a part of it, to be like, oh my God, this person's so stupid.
He doesn't reserve judgment.
No, exactly. He's not just there to like help out. He's there to react. He's there to make a show. So like normally in the clips that I've seen, it's not him just sitting and listening. Like he interrupts a fuck ton and like literally tells people to shut up and like, let me tell you how dumb you are, essentially, is his show. Yeah. I will say, this girl, does that sound super fucking stupid? Obviously, that sounds stupid. But first time credit card user getting an $8,000 limit is insane. Like, why did she even get approved for
that? I mean, that's the problem with the whole credit system.
Yes.
And also, side note, my credit's like, oh, fine. But I recently looked and was like, oh, what would happen if I like paid off all my student loans? Because I don't have that many and I'm just like paying like low amounts each month. My credit would go down 30 points.
Even if it did, I think that it would end up helping in the end. Because like sometimes your credit goes down for like dumb shit, but then it'll just like go up for something else random. Like, credit is kind of stupid.
It's a scam.
Yeah, I do think somewhat.
It like rewards you for staying in debt.
Yeah, like I got penalized for paying off my car too early because I needed to like pay it for longer, but then it was fine after. Like, I think it evens out. They essentially want to know that you can pay something, you're reliable in that way. And that's what credit is supposed to be. But yeah, I think it's pretty stupid in the long run.
But background on him, apparently the way he got into all of this is that he was like completely broke and then like eventually he was like in a bunch of debt and like turned his life around or whatever, and now he wants to help other people. And it seems like you said in the beginning,
what a noble
he was
cause.
Like not just so insulting. Like now it's like he's looking for reasons to be like, you're fucking stupid. And then we'll see in a little bit that he also is like commenting on people's sexuality, on their appearances, on their race, and just like being awful. Also that his thumbnails and stuff are all very, very misogynistic. It's like this bitch, blah, blah, blah. Like all the titles, all the thumbnails are just like awful. He claims that that's all like sensationalized.
Yeah, I just don't care.
Well, it's like that doesn't make you not misogynist. Like just because you say it's like a joke doesn't mean it's
and
not
he does
offensive.
Things like use the R word constantly. And there was this one mom with autism. I think that D'Angelo talks about this. Like there was this one mom who had a child with autism, not her with autism. I think that's what I just said. I'm still half asleep. Yeah. But he continued to refer to that child as R worded. And she's like, that's not the terminology. He's like, yeah, it is. It's like the scientific term.
Do you have remotely. A kid that has like... So
she's not.
Well, but you're getting payments.
No, it's not payments. It's to help with her. She's not.
Well, that's not a bad thing.
That word is so mean.
Well, no, I was meaning it in the clinical. The clinical sense is mental retardation.
Autism is not mental retardation. There's two. That's two. I'm not going to comment on that.
And then he claims in defense that like all these people know about that. And I'm like, I don't fucking care, you piece of shit. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I, as a mother of a child with autism, I'm telling you, you're fucked up for saying that. I feel like his only hope for views, because otherwise when he's not berating people, like if you look back at his show, he's not very charismatic and he's not very entertaining. His only route on the internet to make money is to do whatever the fuck this is, because nobody else is gonna watch
shock
otherwise.
Value and rage bait. And again, like just because you say it's rage bait doesn't mean that it's not offensive
fucked
and
up.
problematic.
Yeah,
so D'Angelo Wallace had like left the internet for like a year.
Yeah,
I guess.
I remember.
And he just recently came back in like January. And the way he's doing his content now is he's doing live streams and then he cuts it down afterwards into like shorter YouTube videos. So he reacts to just like a bunch of Caleb's content and like gives his opinion on why it's offensive. So like, for example, the R word situation, there's some racist comments where he's like talking with like an accent because a girl says her boyfriend is Vietnamese and he starts like calling him fat gay boy and stuff. It's just so weird. But also, on top of just being awful in general, in 2024, there's a YouTuber named Scott Schaefer, and he publishes this like expose on Caleb because he has researched and like talked to a bunch of people that have come forward about very disturbing like sexual things, ranging from just like kind of predatory weird, like, I don't even know how to describe it, with like viewers that have come on that he's like reaching out to them after, and also has like promised them that they would make a lot of money. His like payment thing originally was he would have them come on and say that they would get a certain amount, but then they would also get commission for like, not commission, but like a percentage of the revenue depending on how well the video did.
Really?
But then he like never paid them out. Like the guy said he was like, he could have made like thousands of dollars and that's supposedly what he was owed, but he actually only made like a couple hundred. That's like all he ever saw.
Interesting.
I don't know how much we want to reveal of that because we will get demonetized probably.
I mean, we could also link to the video because he did all the research as well, and it's called Caleb Hammer Might Sue Me for This Video. And from what I understand, he didn't, because I'm probably assuming that he wants nobody to see it. he just wants us to go away.
It might be a little hard to sue someone for saying stuff that's true, which we know because Caleb admitted it.
Oh, yeah, he does. Because D'Angelo
ends up bringing it up. He confirms that he is the one that sent certain voice notes. So on top of talking to a former guest, or like a past guest that went on his show a few times, I guess the guest had like said that he was starting an OnlyFans or like wanted to get into OnlyFans. So then Caleb claims that he knows someone that does OnlyFans and he's like trying to like set them up. And I guess the guy never said that he was gay, but Caleb is trying to set him up with a guy, which is interesting.
Perfect. Yeah.
And then Caleb sends him a voice note describing all of the things that the guy wants to do.
Perfect.
In detail. And claims that it's for this guy. The theory is that there is no guy and that it's Caleb wanting to do that. Because Caleb has also said in this voice note, I believe, that he is straight, but then he goes, well, 90% straight.
Wait, does he play this in this video?
Yeah.
The bigger issue came up in July of 2022 after Zeke's first appearance on the show when Caleb ended up leaving a very disturbing audio message on Zeke's phone.
I can tell you're a cool dude, and I want to, like, if there's anything, any connections that I have, which I've built a lot of connections in Austin, anything that I'm able to kind of link you to, you know, I definitely want to be helpful. The main reason I haven't wanted to have this conversation via text is, sorry, I had to burp. One, I'm not used to OnlyFans, straight up. It's not really my scene. You know, I'm a personal finance dude. I don't really know anything about that. Two, I'm straight. I'm like 90% straight. I've definitely fooled around because I'm open-minded. And you know, when you get drunk, whatever.
Why is he even saying that?
It makes no sense.
I'm looking at the text before and it doesn't really make sense why he's saying any of this.
Yeah, people are theorizing, at least allegedly, that it's because there is no guy and he's talking about what he wants to do, so he's feeling it out whether the guy is interested, because he's
I'm disturbed.
And this is like a, you know, a man on man thing. But essentially, I think, well, from the conversation I had with him, the pay will be dependent on what you're willing to do, and what you're willing to do is set by you. So what he would like to do, you guys make out. He would like to do that.
He would very much like to feel your lips pressed against his.
It gets worse.
What he would like you guys to do, him fill you up. He would like to do that. You can say no about any of these. He would like to play with your dick and see that. That's why I didn't want to type this out either, because that's like weird for me to say. I don't, you know, it's not like we're friends or anything, but
it's weirder for you to type it than it is to say it out loud.
And it's even weirder, in my opinion, for after everything you list, you say he would like to do that. That's very weird. But you didn't need to add that.
He wants to give you a blowjob. I was also told and confirmed with him that your face would be hidden, blurred out and hidden. Your identity would be hidden. And then if you wanted to give a blowjob, you could. Again, you would make more from that. And, you know, he would eat your butt. And you would make more for that. You can say no as well. You know, you could top him. He could top you. Whatever you're willing to do comes with more money, but you could literally do nothing. You could literally just lay back and let him just touch you for the video, and I guess for some reason his subscribers love that, and you'd get paid for it. So really, that's what it is. And you know, there's things that I think I don't feel comfortable talking about in this kind of situation, and I'd be happier to talk over in person. Maybe I'm just that kind of person. So you just let me know what you think.
Maybe I'm just that type of person. What do you mean?
Yeah, this is so weird. He follows it up with, Caleb does. Does that help clear some things up? If you're not interested, it's totally okay. I'm just trying to be a nice person and connect people to opportunities. I can let him know you're not interested if you're not.
Just some opportunities.
The guy responds, I'm dead. And then Caleb says, haha, what? And the guy responds, yeah, I mean, that's easier now I know and have a better understanding of what it is. And then Caleb says, so what do you think? He still wants me to vet you. What does vetting mean? What are you going to do to vet?
Exactly. Exactly.
He wants me to vet your wiener. Shall I? It's like, what? Okay, first of all,
he would like that.
There is 1,000,005 reasons why if we had a guest on our show, which we never will again, if we had a guest on our show, I would not connect them with pretty much anybody. You know what I mean? Like, that's just weird.
Yeah, like, why is he suddenly taking on the role of, like, pimp?
It just doesn't make sense. And especially if it was OnlyFans and if it involves sexual acts, I'd be like, hey, even if I did want to connect them, this is my friend who does OnlyFans, here's his info. That's it.
Yeah, not acting as, like, his manager and, like,
he would like to touch your wiener. He would like that very much. He would like to put it in his mouth. He would love that. Like, that's so fucking weird. I'm sorry.
It is. It is.
Oh, my God. What a wild ride. That's not even, like, what we're talking about necessarily, but he's such a weirdo. Like, genuinely.
Yeah. No, really. Well, so I guess we might as well just get it out of the way. If we want to go over it, there's, like, these screenshots from a group chat that he was in. I guess he went to, like, a music college. So it's a group of, like, composers. And I guess it was supposed to be, like, a professional chat to, like, share resources and, like, network and, like, do stuff. Oh, and also people didn't really believe the guy, Zeke, that he was sending those to, that it was problematic or anything. Like, people thought he was just making it up for attention. Oh, and also he says that he would cover Zeke's gas for the trip to vet him. These are screenshots from this group chat. They all have like weird names. Allegedly, Caleb assigned everyone these names. Caleb's is Super Ho Diddly Ho.
Okay.
Very mature.
Cool. Yeah.
And then there's one named Uncut, and then there's some others that aren't on the screen. But
and presumably there are minors in this group chat or no?
That is what we've been told, yes.
Okay.
And according to Scott Schaefer, who's posted this video, he like has confirmed that it's all real. And then also Caleb confirmed that they're real as well.
What in the Colleen Ballinger is going on here?
Yeah.
Hey girlies. So, sorry, we actually missed the first page of the text. So it actually starts with Caleb saying, smoking is gross. And then someone responds and says, so is saying that 15-year-old boys are hot. To which Caleb responds, 16. The person then says, doesn't make your case any better. And someone else says, for real, LOL. And Caleb says, haha, thinking from a picture is cute isn't bad. I didn't think the person was cut because they are young. He had facial hair. Like, come on. And of course, cum is spelled C-U-M. Okay, that was it. Back to us for the rest.
So it starts with someone saying, why screenshot? And then he sends a picture that I guess is a screenshot he took of someone's Snapchat that one of them posted that's like a friend. And they were, I don't know, they were saying something about him that wasn't creepy. The friend posts this on Snapchat. Caleb screenshots it and then sends it to the group and says, he hot, is gay, please. And then the person responds, says, he's 16 and no, fucking perv. And then he says, shame. Ugh. And then he says, what was the age of consent in Michigan? And then Caleb says, 16. Yeah, and then the other guy says, Texas is 17. And then Caleb says, shame.
And these are his jokes, right? This is him joking?
Yeah, he says that these were all jokes, yeah.
Right.
It goes on to a different person that Caleb screenshots and sends to the group and says, back left, who is he? And then he sends another picture and says, lefter, middle here. And it's like a bunch of people and their faces are blocked out.
God bless, this is not giving 90% straight. Just own it, Caleb.
No, 100%. Absolutely.
It's 2026. Be who you are. You know what I mean?
It's that he panders to like a more right-wing audience.
Yeah, so
who,
he can't
like,
be out.
Largely is not going to be. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Ew. Then someone says, Caleb's boy crush. And then he says, we're going to have to like bleep this.
Yeah.
But I would like to personally stick my piece in all of his. Any will do. Thank you.
And then this uncut person says, gross. To which Caleb replies, hot, let me. This isn't even funny. Like, from any angle.
Nope. No, that's like, the thing. It's like, no joking. One else thinks this is a joke.
No.
Like, what are you talking about? Then the guy says, dude, he's like 14. Caleb responds and says, nah, probably around so-and-so's age, which is like the person that he screenshot, the friend that he screenshotted it from. Then he says, and if fuck 17, if it's legal there, it is here. And then the guy says, Caleb, you're 23. That's gross. Because this is, I guess, like 7 or 8 years ago. He's like 30 now. And then he says, not really. When I'm 50. I will find a sexy 21-year-old and I could be his sugar daddy. I will do it. He talks so weird.
No, I think he's saying, what if I'm 50 and I find a sexy 21-year-old? I think that's what he meant.
Oh, yeah. I will do it. Or her sugar daddy. And then someone else responds and has like just like a shocked gif. And then he says, both my grandparents' sets are 10 years apart. 6 years is nothing. I would shove that right down his throat where it belongs.
I'm gonna throw up. His entire being is so repulsive. Like the way he talks, the way he carries himself, he is so alarming to me. And that is so, oh my God. I'm having a visceral reaction. I'm gonna start crying.
I know.
You know, I cry when I get scared.
You know, like how he burped in this in the voice note?
No, my gosh.
I feel like the epitome of
Yeah, he's just he's pretty gross.
And anyway. He's just like a giant burp.
Yeah. Be careful. He's going to do a 5-hour live stream about us.
Well, and also that's another thing is he threatens to sue everyone. That's like his go-to, but like he hasn't.
So. Yeah. Yeah. He likes to threaten to sue. He threatened to sue D'Angelo. His video was literally called I'm Suing D'Angelo Wallace or something
like
that.
Well, he also threatened to sue Scott Schaefer. And this is titled Caleb Hammer Might Sue Me for This Video.
Yeah. And then his lawyers usually give him the old, maybe we don't. And then he's like, okay, fine.
It's also interesting that the Scott Schaefer guy says in his video that like Caleb has the thinnest skin of anyone to ever exist.
Oh, for real. Like there are so many times on the internet that you just have to let it go. Like people are gonna talk shit and there's plenty of people who are gonna have their opinions said about you no matter what. He can make a 20-hour live stream on this and our opinions are only gonna get worse of him. You know what I mean? Like there is no changing our mind. That just is what it is.
He just digs himself more of a hole though. He doesn't like defend himself from anything. He just like makes it worse.
Yes, he actually just says like more insulting things and things that make it seem way worse. And so by the end of it, you're just like, oh, so you are exactly what I thought you were.
D'Angelo said that like, don't say the R word. And he literally calls him the R word 42 times.
Yeah.
Someone says, it's something if they're underage. And he says, anyone under 16 is, believe it or not, 17 is not under 16.
I can't with the technicalities. Like, if they're under.
Yeah.
How about no anywhere in that range?
How about you're 23? Don't go after a teenager.
Literally. And I don't care if it's legal to marry or have sex with a 16-year-old. If you are doing that, in my eyes, you are a pedophile. Like, period. Yeah.
Well, and it's like, it shouldn't be legal. And I can't believe it is.
Yeah. That's like just an unfortunate reality of the law and how it's failing those kids. It doesn't mean that you're like, oh, well, then I'm in the clear. Morally, it's bankrupt. Like, absolutely
and
not.
The people in this group chat absolutely agree. The next one sends another GIF and says, oh, you're serious. Another person says, still not an adult. And he says, I fuck too many. Literally, he can't talk.
Yeah, too many
of people. I fuck too many of people when I was not an adult. And then the person says, just trying to save you from trouble. And he says, if something is not against the law, there would be no trouble.
Yeah, this just feels like, you know, in a group chat when somebody takes it too far and other people are like, ooh, you know, it's kind of giving like when Kelly Osbourne said, who's going to clean your toilets, Donald Trump? And then everyone's like, oh, no.
That's you know? Not.
Yeah, that's not. So that's what this is giving. Like, they're not laughing with him. They're very much like, dude, like, okay, maybe we stop this conversation.
He claims everyone makes inappropriate jokes in this group chat and that it's just his that have been screenshotted.
Could it be because they're the worst?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, maybe he's not wrong, though, because this uncut guy says, I mean, you do you and do those boys. And then he responds, I do. I'm grossed out. We could stop with the chat. Yeah. It's a lot.
No, it's fucking weird. So yeah. That's to set the scene. That was the video that came out in 2024.
Jesus Christ.
But so then we get to just like a little over a week ago, almost 2 weeks ago. D'Angelo puts out a video critiquing Caleb's content. He doesn't even critique what we just went over.
One of the largest financial creators on not just YouTube, but the entire internet actually went on live yesterday and told everybody that he's going to sue me. And I don't think anyone realized because the live didn't get that many views, but it's kind of a big deal in my opinion. I may be biased. I don't usually post videos on Sunday. I post on Monday, but the Monday video is what he threatened to sue me over.
So basically, here's the context is D'Angelo puts up this video and he's and we're gonna see some of the stuff he reacts to. Afterwards, Caleb reacts in a 4-hour live stream where he watches all of D'Angelo's live stream. He basically is live reacting to it and just like not defending himself. As we said, it's just like making it 10 times worse. But so that's the preface D'Angelo is giving in this video. But now we're going to the cut down of the actual live stream of what he was reacting to.
For 4 hours straight, he is in there calling me slurs.
What is wrong with you?
He's threatening to sue me.
If you don't think I know how to do legal strategy, you have no idea what's happened behind the scenes. I destroy people. I will destroy you.
You know what I'm saying? I will destroy you. Like, what? I can't. Like, he's such a freaking, oh my God, he's so unsettling with my spirit.
His reaction is the most unhinged out I've ever seen because it's like he just is like spewing words.
Literally.
Being like, and you're fucking awful.
Yeah. And honestly, shame like on everybody there as well. Like, his crew exits. Him on everybody eggs him on shame on all of you guys are insane.
There's two people on camera like agreeing and defending with him.
You don't get to do this without consequences.
Multiple threats to sue me.
Dude, do you not know what you are doing right now? You are literally walking yourself into a law. I'm talking to my lawyers on Monday or Tuesday.
Do you know who my dad is? He's giving like such fucking pretentious shit boy rich idiot vibes.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Oh my God.
Well, he says he has endless money.
Yeah. Well, not enough to make your lawyers care because he literally had to comment to be like, my lawyers advised against this. Can you imagine doing all of this and then having to be like, my lawyers advised against it?
Well, and it's funny because that was like his realization in the reaction where he's like, I'm going to call my lawyers. Yeah. I'm going to sue him. Yeah. And I guess after that moment, the whole thing, he's just like, that's part of his argument. It's like, you're going to get sued.
I love this.
In general, it's a crash out of biblical proportions.
I don't want to. You've never helped one person in your damn life, and you'll never be remembered for anything. You have no legacy. You're pathetic. You're a slop commentator. You are nothing. Sit the f*** down.
A slop commentator? What the fuck are you, Caleb?
What even is like this like run-on sentence that he's saying?
And he might here and there suggest to somebody to open a high-yield savings or something. Okay, yeah, maybe in the mix of his fucking chaos, he will throw in a sliver of advice. But a slop commentator? Get the fuck out of here. D'Angelo is actually like well-researched, well-versed, well-spoken most of the time. And I think that he actually cares about the things that he's talking about. And that's pretty much all you can ask for people that are commentating for a living.
That's something that D'Angelo says is like, he thinks that D'Angelo doesn't actually believe any of the things he says. That it's like, he's saying it just because he thinks that everyone will agree with him. So he's like trying to be like, pandering. Exactly. To the social justice warriors.
Right. Of course.
D'Angelo's like, no, I actually just think you shouldn't be racist.
Yeah, no.
You shouldn't say the R slur. And
the crazy thing is, it's really not bizarre, the things that D'Angelo is criticizing him for, because the things that he says are wildly offensive. Like, genuinely, that one that we clicked on was like one of the only videos I've ever seen of him that were not outright offensive right off the bat. Like, he is, that's his thing. Yeah. That's his shtick. So my thing is, if that's your shtick and you know it and you're doing it to make money, then just go do that. Why are you fucking freaking out when people call you out on it?
Because he has the thinnest skin ever.
Literally.
But no, it's similar to, like, first of all, I don't believe that this is an act. I feel like this is actually what he's like. No, second of all,
I don't either.
It's similar to what we said when we covered HRH Collection. Is that what it is? That was her name?
Yeah, HRH Collection.
People are like, she's not serious. She's just, it's a joke. It's an act, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, it doesn't matter at a certain point, because that is what you're putting out there.
The result is the same.
Exactly.
Whether you're joking or not.
You're encouraging people to like also voice their opinions that they otherwise might have like kept to themselves. You're like making it okay.
Absolutely.
Set the down, no contributor of anything in this entire world. Shut the f*** up. You were gone for a year and no one cared and no one's life changed. Shut up, bitch.
I'm a little stunned. I won't lie.
No, truly.
Okay, so we can kind of scrub through and look at some of his commentary on things that Caleb did.
It really seems like her biggest sin was actually just being annoying? Question mark? And she is the one who gets called the dumb spoiled B-word. He effing hates her, etc. Essentially, this dude is making anti-SJW content.
We don't listen to people that look like you anymore. I don't know if you know this. You've lost all the power.
What does that even mean? Is it a woman thing?
No, SJW thing.
So you're sexist.
I said SJW. Is that women?
Well, I mean,
yes, Caleb. SJW does mean woman. SJW means woman, person of color, queer person, any sort of possible minority just gets labeled an SJW for merely existing. But hold on.
I don't know what SJW is, but social justice, like to talk warrior? Over women all the time.
I talk over everybody, including myself.
You can't talk over yourself.
Oh, yes, I do. And that's why I flub so many words.
Oh my God, she just ate him the fuck up with that. He did not know what to say. I flubbed so many. Who uses the word flub? He's a flub.
I don't know.
His whole fucking aura is flub.
It's similar to his use of the word slop.
Yes.
I talk faster than I think. I don't know what I'm saying half the time.
Well, then maybe you should stop and think for a minute.
We don't listen to people like you anymore. We really don't. You guys have no power. You guys were like 0.5% of the population.
He actually sounds like a toddler. We don't listen to people like you anymore.
He
kind of sounds like an SJW. He kind of sounds triggered. But you know what? It's okay. So what with him being anti-SJW content in the year of our Lord 2026, what does that mean exactly? You're thinking, well, they must have evolved some kind of way if we've been doing this for like 10, 15 years, etc. No. It's the same thing. It's taking people who use different pronouns, who look different ways, and presenting them to your audience as if like, oh, you're an absolute freak. Here, I've got the goth freak for you right here.
Oh, yeah. He calls this girl a goth freak.
Yeah. And I mean, she's goth. And he knew that, yes, obviously, before he invited her. And it's interesting because I don't know how he gets away with pretending to be a financial show, in my opinion, when really it's almost like he's trying to do like stand-up humiliation.
It might have been D'Angelo, actually. Someone describes it as like very reminiscent of Jerry Springer.
Yeah, it does. It feels like you're just there to mock your guest, whether it's about their finances, but a lot of the time it isn't. And you're just making fun of them like this.
And she's the one that her boyfriend is Vietnamese and he like is racist towards that too.
I do identify as it as well.
Do you actually?
I accept all pronouns, you know. Yes. So the theme, Twilight Wedding.
Oh my goodness, you tried to get wolves.
Oh my God, this goth freak, she uses multiple pronouns. She likes Twilight. Is that a septum piercing? At this point, some of you may be wondering, what does this have to do with finance? This is ostensibly a finance channel, helping people get their lives together, helping people get their money together. But no, you get stuff like this, inviting the most out there people you can find. I'm not even talking about out there in terms of presentation. It's more so getting people who actually are toxic and labeling them, oh, you're LGBT. $369,000 of LGBTQIA plus debt.
What the fuck does that even mean?
Nothing.
Not the LGBTQ debt.
He's a massive creep when it comes to anytime he has a woman on as a guest. It's not just that he's being misogynistic. He's also just so icky. We're 59 seconds into this video. mind you. This is actually among the first things he's about to say to her.
Am I consent. Able to consent to roast you and whatnot and stuff before
yes,
I go into this
absolutely.
Whole thing? Absolutely. Okay, then why the fuck are your tits pointed to the ceiling? And then yeah. why this? Because...
You never seen a goth person?
Oh, yeah. And his defense there is that he didn't just meet her. That they had, like, had, like, an onboarding process beforehand. So, like,
well, and, like, him, like, asking and saying, like, can I roast you and stuff like that. I guess I don't get it. Like, obviously that his content is not for me, nor has it ever. Every time I've come across it, it's been much to my dismay. Like, it's not something I enjoy.
It's not funny.
It's not funny. Well, it's like the group chat. Like, to me, you could explain it to me 1,000 times and tell me, like, how this is supposed to be funny, and I don't find it funny. I actually find it to be lazy. And he's not even good at it. When we're talking, like, roasting, like, why are your tits pointed to the ceiling? You can't even see your tits, Caleb. Get the fuck out of here. Like, what are you talking about?
I'm like, he's not that funny. He's not funny at all.
No,
that was
at all.
Generous to say that funny. He's not charismatic. And I won't comment on his appearance.
And
because
you know, and we won't.
Well.
And we won't. Yeah, exactly.
They no longer have any power. Nobody cares anymore. Caleb Hammer became popular not only because he's good at finances, but it's because he doesn't sugarcoat things. Oh, look at
so
this.
That's what his audience is like commenting. They're egging it on. That's why he's doing it. Obviously, I don't think he doesn't think the things he's saying, but I think that he definitely does play it up, obviously, because he knows that his audience is eating it up.
Oh, no, absolutely.
She's fucking... and you're not.
Yeah, we've been known about this.
Yes, I'm trying to get you stop talking for him, you domineering dude. I'm trying to understand his opinion from his mouth.
All right, talk to him.
She's going out there and f***ing women. You're not.
Well, I mean, you have higher sex drive than I do.
Yeah, I do. So, that's the thing.
Where is the issue? I'm struggling.
So he's commenting on them
I'm
being
struggling.
Like in an open relationship.
I think we watched him try to force this issue like 3 or 4 times in a 30-second span. He knows. She knows. And he is not in their relationship. So how does any of this matter? Literally at all. Also, he's racist. So the boyfriend in question is Vietnamese. And upon seeing a picture of him for some reason, Caleb immediately reacts this way, which I find to be so strange.
Look at that. Look how different.
Oh my gosh.
That was in Vietnam. He proposed to me in Vietnam earlier this year.
Oh, he's such a little gay boy.
A little gay boy?
Yeah. Colton, look at
him. You're one to talk, love. You're one to talk, love.
Why?
Why? Well, I'm sorry.
Why are you assuming that I'm gay?
Replays the voice note. But also, just in general, like, you can't call someone's partner a gay boy. That's her partner. You can't do that. And you can do that, I guess. But we have the right to hate you for it. We have the right to call you out and be like, what the fuck?
None of D'Angelo's commentary on him is, like, wrong. He's just like pointing out the things that Caleb is saying.
I actually thought it was super mild. Like, I feel like I have a lot more volatile opinions of this man because he's plagued me for a while. But like, genuinely, I feel like he's staying pretty like, wow, dude. Like, he's not even triggered by Caleb in the way that kind of Caleb triggers me. You know what I mean? Like, he seems very matter of fact about it. And the fact that this is what made Caleb flip the fuck out is insane.
He was born in Vietnam.
Okay. Does he know what you're saying when you propose these plans?
Yeah. I do like children.
Oh, he's just a little gay, fat...
What?
Fat Vietnamese guy that has a domineering clown goth woman.
I'm not a psychologist. I'm not an expert on projection. I'm really not. I'm just going to say...
He's just a little gay, fat Vietnamese guy that has a domineering...
I'm sorry. That's
clown
very
goth woman.
I'm not going to call it projection because I don't know what's going on here and I don't want to know. All I'm saying is... Anytime I see somebody drawing like 50,000 conclusions about something out of thin air, I'm just like, where is this coming from? Caleb, where is this coming from? He would be a little happier if he realizes there's nothing wrong with being what? A fat, gay person who wants to be dominated by whatever. Like, my brother in Christ. This is not it. I say this not to actually make assumptions about his sexuality, which I don't know or don't care. And I'm not even a big fan.
Well, he's 90% straight, so.
And then he just goes on and mocks the guy's accent.
Oh, I'm just seeing the picture. To be very clear, it's just you have an idea and he's like, okay.
No, why does he have that accent?
Because he was born and raised in Vietnam.
Well, first of all, he moved here when he was like 11. So he's been here longer in the United States than in Vietnam.
Right.
By like,
which means they usually still have an accent sometimes.
Oh my God. Like, oh my God. What a fucking idiot. Like, literally a fucking idiot. I can't. It depends on so many fucking things, like whether a person maintains their accent or not when they come here at a certain age. But that is just such an ignorant, stupid fucking thing to say And again, not funny.
Now we're going to jump to some of Caleb's older content, and D'Angelo shows his thumbnails and it's just quite a stark difference, but his aura is notably different. And I have to believe this is the real him. Like, you don't start off YouTube with like a completely random personality. Like, this is likely who he actually is.
I would say that maybe it could be a little more like reserved.
Maybe because he's like scared of the camera or something.
Or like he doesn't know how it's going to be received.
Yeah.
But then as soon as he like felt comfortable with his audience being that way, then he like unloaded everything. And everyone says like he's a grifter, which yes, I think he probably is, allegedly, in my opinion. But I think also it's just like how he is as a person.
Mm-hmm.
I could not be more grateful to everyone who's made this first month absolutely amazing. Celebrate with me by giving this video a like so that you...
Celebrate with me by smashing that like, you fucking loser. I can't.
Well,
oh,
his audience
God.
Also used to be super like supportive and like rooting for him. I guess when he got like his first video that hit 1 million views, they were like posting on Reddit being like, we're so proud of you. You're so deserving. And he's like, thanks, guys. You're the best.
What would they think now?
Oh, here, I screenshotted this. I'll read it. So I guess he's pretty active on Reddit and he does get things deleted a lot. So that's not surprising because he is very thin-skinned. So this is a screenshot from a Reddit thread from 3 years ago. So I guess he's not even necessarily talking about his own thumbnails, but this is his defense of what thumbnails are, I guess.
I think this is actually, if I remember, this is him because he had a guest on his channel that has fucked up thumbnails. So his audience was kind of like having an issue with it. And this was his response to that.
So he says, I don't want to get into the negative combos, but I feel like I should respond to this. The platform essentially forces content creators to create these kind of thumbnails. And once you know which thumbnails work, you are forced to use them. If you use something that does not get an instant amount of certain clicks within the first hour, your video will not be put in front of people.
That's not true.
Trust me, creators do not enjoy this, but we are forced to play the game.
That's bullshit. That's not true.
It's true that maybe having controversial ones will get more clicks, but no one's forcing you to do that.
That's the verbiage I have an issue with. I'm like, who has a gun to your head? I'm unaware of. Like, that's not how this works.
No, it's ridiculous.
And also, I don't like when people say, like, if you don't get, like, a certain amount of clicks or if you don't upload on the same day, like, YouTube penalizes you to no return. Like, it's not that serious. Like, the algorithm is not that cutthroat.
There is some truth to it because, like, for example, I found this out and it's shitty. And that's why, like, personal YouTube channels that don't have shows and, like, consistency don't always do as well. Because if you're not making super consistent, like, the same consistent type of content, and, like, some people like some of your videos, but not all of them, what happens is a lot of people could watch one video, does great. The next video is a little different and not as many people want to watch it. So like half as many people click on it. I guess then the algorithm will automatically be like, well, people didn't like this. So now it's going to show it to like half the amount that they did the first time. It's not going to push it out as much.
Right. But you could pick it back up. And I feel like there's like recovery that YouTube allows for. Like, people act like your channel is going to be like shot down. You're never going to get another chance.
Yeah, no, it's not like one video is going to ruin your entire channel. There could be negative effects, but also maybe we don't set the precedent that like all of your thumbnails have to be outrageous and fucking crazy
and
to get views.
Insulting. Like, you don't have to insult anybody. And I understand a good clickbait moment. Like, oh my God, this happened? And like, how crazy is this? Or like, we'll have something that's not necessarily very interesting. We're like, this messy drama. Like, yes, I understand sensationalizing it to hope that people will click, but it doesn't have to be insulting and fucked up. Then D'Angelo does go into this interesting situation where Caleb Hammer has this course that's called the Personal Audit Experience. And
financial course.
Have speculated that this seems a little scammy. That is their interpretation or like how they're looking at it. Number one, it's on sale, supposedly 86% off. No, it is on sale. But I'm saying, like, you know those things where like people will put something on sale?
It's giving Amazon.
Yeah, like it's like
Amazon
on sale,
Prime
but is it
Day
really?
When they're like, oh my God, huge sales, 50% off. But it's like, it was never full price.
But
always
if that is
like
the case, and we're not saying that's 100% the case, it does show that it's originally $6,997, but it's 86% off, meaning it's only $997. And if this is for show, like if they're showing a sale that they never really intended to sell it for $6,900 whatever dollars, that is highly illegal. People get sued for this all the time.
Oh,
yeah. You cannot show something as a price and like fake sale it. Like, if you never intended on having it as that price, if nobody ever catches him selling this for $7,000, he can get in huge trouble for that. Like, that cannot
I didn't know that was the utilized.
Yeah, because it's like false advertising.
Well, yeah, and it's, you're like psychologically preying on people because they're like, oh, it's on sale, I better get it now before it isn't on sale. And then,
yeah, it's completely predatory. So, yeah, well, he might be in trouble.
And not to mention, it also feels a little predatory to be charging even $1,000 for a financial course for people that are struggling with their finances.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's crazy is that who the fuck would want to get paid to essentially likely get the same treatment people get on his show? Like, is he going to be nice to you? Is he actually going to help you? Or is he just going to bitch about how your tits are pointing to the sky the whole time? Like, what are you actually going to get out of this?
Yeah. And he claims that the breakdown in price is that you get a private 60-minute implementation session with a certified Caleb Hammer guide.
I'm sorry.
Whatever the fuck
that is. So not him?
That value is $497. Sure. Then you have complete financial audit style walkthrough. Yeah. So if that's referencing the show, then so it is mean. It's just like him being an asshole, like roasting you about your finances. I don't think so. Walkthrough of your actual expenses, income, and spending patterns, completely custom for you. Value $5,000+.
My favorite is the plus. Maybe he had to put the plus because the original price was $6,997. That doesn't add up.
Also, what the fuck is that price? 600, 997?
I can't. This is ridiculous.
He also has an app, and it is notably not rated high.
Dollar
wise. 1.8 stars.
Oh, it's like a Rocket Money, dollar wise budget and tracking, kind of like that, I guess.
But the reviews all say that it doesn't work.
Oh my God, literally, it says the app just simply does not work. Oh shit.
Yeah. Okay. His defense of this is, well, yeah, things were like kind of rough when we started, but we're working on something amazing now.
Oh, okay. Can't wait.
Then why? Maybe take it off the app store.
Oh my God. Then there was this whole other arc where essentially a woman who had gone out on a date with Caleb posted on the subreddit Creepy Caleb Hammer, which kind of a slay name, I'm not going to lie. And she says, I got Caleb banned from Hinge, Bumble, and Tinder, and I'm not sorry. And she goes on to explain that when she denied Caleb's sexual advances, he kicked her out of his house. And she just felt very uncomfortable in that situation. She felt like he continued after she pushed away his advances to a certain extent, that he continued trying. He definitely pushes back on these claims and says essentially that she's like slandering him.
I went on this date with a crazy that hadn't been on a date for 5 years. She opened up our conversation with, yeah, I don't trust men. That should have been a red flag. And we went back to my place, tried to hook up. She didn't want to. And I was like, okay, please leave. So I called her an Uber because there was no interest outside of just a hookup. And that's fine. Consensual adults do whatever consensual adults want to do. Then she left. And then she freaked the fuck out, got me banned on Hinge and stuff. Obnoxious. Now, luckily, I got it back because she's going crazy on Reddit because she's an actual insane freak that over-sensationalizes things and tries to destroy people's lives. Exactly. And that's the only reason she decided to do it, my lawyer told me, because no one else would actually do what she did.
No, yeah.
Hey, would you like to have sex? No. Okay, then we should go our separate ways. Canceled!
And he says that he recorded their entire conversation.
Yeah, I'm like, so you are creepy. Okay.
Yeah, right. Because he's a public figure. He has to protect himself.
Right. You were trying to have sex with her and you were recording the whole thing. That's very interesting, that combination, but okay.
I think that he doesn't ever actually post the recording.
No, he doesn't.
It's just him like recounting what is said.
Yes, absolutely.
It's like, okay, so the source is trust me, bro.
Well, and also he got banned from all three. Like, he's banned from three different dating apps. And to my understanding, is that, like,
not
super
Grindr.
Easy to do? Oh, not Grindr. No, he's still got that one. Let's go. But yeah, he actually responded on a Reddit thread about this and was basically saying, like, fuck it. She wants to harm my career, so let's expose her. And then he goes on about the whole night.
He said, I tried to make a move, ladies and gents. A horrid thing to do. She rejected, and I was okay with it and moved on. Again, it's 2025, so it means the R word. I guess, which he means
the other
rape,
R word.
Not,
yeah.
Yeah. And no, I did not ask her to take a bath in front of me. What the fuck? LOL. When we got home to watch a show, the couch was wet. I didn't have any
The couch was wet. He like purposefully steam cleaned it before so that it would be soaking wet and they can't sit on it.
What do you mean? I didn't have any interest in going to dinner anymore because she's not good at conversation, which I learned during the drive.
And you buddy? You can't even form a solid sentence to save your life.
Too many flubs.
Way too many.
So I thought a consensual hookup could be nice.
I know Gen Z sees sex as a bad thing, but consensual sex is not bad. Nobody sees sex as a bad thing. They see a creepy motherfucker pushing sex when somebody's not comfortable
with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he does respond to this in his live stream, so we can move forward a little bit. But that was one of the biggest things he got really frustrated with D'Angelo showing was that Reddit thread, because he feels like that's like slanderous for anybody to insinuate that he would sexually harass or assault somebody. And that's not what she was insinuating. She said she got kicked out and felt like very uncomfortable from what I remember. I could be wrong.
It's not like D'Angelo doesn't show his response.
Right, right. Yeah, no, he does.
So it isn't like a one-sided thing. That's pretty much it for D'Angelo's video, the cut down of his 4-hour stream. But again, Caleb decides to react to the entire stream, and then D'Angelo reacts to his reaction to that stream. It's 4 hours and 47 minutes.
Jesus fucking Christ.
His response.
Nobody should ever live stream that long. That is so long.
I know. And it's members only. So we aren't going to watch anything from the original video because we are not going to become members of Caleb Hammer's.
Absolutely not. Thing.
But D'Angelo reacts to some of the most unhinged, weird responses he has.
This is a very interesting moment, especially when you take into account that it is a members only live. So everybody that is there and chatting paid to be there and to chat. And I don't think that just because somebody does that, you have to allow any and all behavior. But the fact that members were voicing their opinions and this was his response is so Caleb. Like, it's so telling.
They were mad that he wasn't letting D'Angelo, like, get through even, like, a sentence of criticism because he kept pausing to, yeah.
Let 30 seconds play. Fuck you. Unsubscribe. I don't care. Get out of here. Bitch, I'm doing a reaction to someone talking shit about me. I'm gonna do it how I want, you little fuck.
You little fuck?
He is actually like a middle school child, genuinely.
Yeah.
And if you're thinking, well, that was kind of a lot of energy, is he like this the entire... Yes. And therefore, sorting through this to figure out what his sort of responses to my main points were was excruciating. I went through 4 hours of this energy.
At a certain point, D'Angelo says that he actually didn't go through the 4 hours because he couldn't bear to listen to him anymore, so he did it via transcript and he was just reading it.
Oh yeah, no, that makes sense. I wouldn't be able to listen to his whiny ass either. Yeah.
The first thing that I accused him of was uploading misogynist thumbnails, misogynist titles, constantly referring to the women on the shows as the b-word, etc. And Caleb says,
we tell them how crazy the episode's gonna be and how the thumbnails and titles are gonna be, and we ask if they're okay with it. They consented, you didn't, you don't matter. It doesn't matter what you think, you fucking weirdo, using my name to get views. What is wrong with you, you pathetic fuck who can't do any research?
You use every single guest on your show to get views. Your name is not what gets views. It is how bizarre, how angry, how belittling your titles and thumbnails are. Admittedly, you say that's what YouTube forces you to do. That's what gets you views. Who the fuck are you to tell someone else they're using you to get views? You're the last person on earth to say that shit.
And it's really telling when, like, his only response and defense of anything D'Angelo says is just, like, name calling.
No, literally.
He's like, you pathetic fuck, you're using me, blah, 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 blah.
It's so insane because for somebody who has been doing YouTube as long as Caleb has, I feel like he's been doing it for a while, you would understand how the fuck this works. You are putting shit out and people are talking about it. Get the fuck over it. How about you get over it? You're literally saying like you didn't consent to it. We don't have to consent to like being on your show and being a part of that dynamic to comment on it. That's not how this works.
Well, and also saying offensive things about groups of people doesn't
just affect the person
doesn't
you're
stop
talking about.
Just at the guest. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do we respect pronouns?
Absolutely.
On the show, I have made mistakes, but I respect. Dude, we're fucking researching your pronouns because I thought you were a woman because I didn't hear you speak first.
I literally cannot. I actually can't right now. I need a moment. Dude, I'm so respectful. I thought you were a fucking woman.
Literally, it's like he tries to defend himself a little and you're like, oh, maybe. No.
It gets so much right worse. Back down.
So like, just based on your face. We respect pronouns. What are you fucking talking about?
Oh, the dangers of being a beautiful man. Now you've got proof in the wild that I just walked through this earth and people are like, you are too beautiful to actually exist. You must be a woman. Hey, being ableist isn't cool. Using this word all the time isn't great. At one point he was calling.
Oh yeah, he said she consented, like the daughter situation.
Yeah, yeah.
She was autistic. That she consented to it.
A woman's autistic daughter, the R slur. And so this is what he says.
I said it for an outrageous moment that she consented to. She consented to. I talked to her about it before we started filming. You don't know anything. You're offended on behalf of someone who is not offended.
Okay. You know how many fucking people are offended, not just because they're snowflakes, they're offended because that word, especially, bro, it is fucking insane. Like, autism is so misunderstood already, but like to have this fucking moron, this gabagool idiot, this fucking like blob of a human being,
burp,
literally a human burp, to be like, you're offended on behalf of, shut the fuck up. You literally don't know what you're talking about. And for someone who doesn't, you talk so much, it should be criminal.
That is his only defense for any of it. It's that
they consented. Well,
the people that I said it to were okay with it.
Yeah, yeah. I made those pedo jokes.
I don't know if that's true, but
right.
even if it is, that's not relevant.
No, it's not. And like, it's the same shit with the group chat. Like, those people were cool with the jokes. Were those little children, those teenagers that you were saying you wanted any of their... If they consented to that, would that be fine? No, the fuck it wouldn't, Caleb. We're not morons. We have a semblance of a moral compass to be able to understand this is fucked up, this isn't. And he just doesn't have that.
On top of that, like the power dynamic of like they're guests on your show. You have millions of subscribers. They went on as a guest. If you're going to pressure them and be like, oh, are you okay if I say this? They're going to be uncomfortable probably and be like,
that's a whole other layer for sure.
Like, yeah.
Especially if you're asking them like right before, like how he asked that girl, like, can I roast you
putting
now?
Them on the spot.
Like, yeah, technically she consented to that, but you are putting her on the spot. Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
The next thing I talked about was just how icky he is when it comes to many of the guests who are women talking about their bodies. I made the bold claim that actually it's super weird to, within the first minute of meeting somebody, mention their boobs. But you know what? Caleb was like, nah, fam.
Welcome to content. Dude, I'm literally making content. What do you think you're doing? You're oversensationalizing this for content. That's what I was doing there. Do you not know how YouTube works? Why is it up to him for what's appropriate?
I didn't know that he was the appropriate police.
I didn't know he was the appropriate police.
The second grade level humor.
No,
here
genuinely,
is
it's just giving.
It's so embarrassing.
It is.
I just
truly, I have not seen something this cringe in a long fucking time. These people are insane. And the fact that people voluntarily not only watch this, but pay to watch this is just
mind-boggling. But interestingly, even his own audience was like not on board with this response.
50,000 people minimum at this point that have changed their financial lives in the last 4 years because we've done this show. You've never positively impacted someone's life other than entertainment once. Fuck you. You have no moral ground to stand on. None.
And I think after this, he sort of realized that the vast majority of things that I was saying in my video can't really be argued against because I wasn't wrong. So they just, I don't know, the three of them just started going off of vibes, slowly backing away from making any sort of attempt at rebuttal and just doubling down on the same things they had been saying the entire show.
I don't know how to react to this anymore. It's the same thing over and over again now.
And he hasn't made a single good point.
No, he doesn't. Anything he tries to, it's so uninformed of what actually happens here. First of all, why is it up to you to determine what the show is?
The best is when he's addressing him being racist. How do you think he debunks that? He calls his black friend.
Oh my God.
I was just accused by a man that I am probably the most racist man out there.
Which he is lighter than you, Robert.
Which, by the way, I will say, if anyone is willing to call me on my shit because he knows, like, it's like nothing bad will ever happen, Robert will always call me the fuck out. Robert, am I racist?
No, not racist.
Okay. Well, thank you, Robert.
In that response, in that phone call, he says that, like, he's lighter than you, Robert, as if because Robert is darker skin complexion, he's more black than D'Angelo. So
I feel like this is fake. Like, I feel like all of this is fake and somehow it's not.
It's absurd. Calling your black friend, like, I just can't. No,
that's beyond.
When people use, like, the word misogynist from your community, and I'm grouping you wrong, I'm sorry, but what I'm assuming is you guys just weaponize that word. You don't actually mean it. And it's impossible for anyone to prove they're not.
First of all, what community? To Caleb's knowledge, I wasn't part of any community, which I think is hilarious. But I'll help you out. Yes, I am non-binary. I'm a non-binary man. I use he, him pronouns exclusively. To look at somebody and assume, oh, you must be queer. So I'm not going to listen to anything you're saying. Buddy, you're bigoted. Where do we go from here? You actually did this by sight. You did this from jump before I had ever opened my mouth.
It should probably be very sane and normal. Then I looked at them and, can we see that? I'm not expecting very much.
What did you glean from a simple picture of me? I'm black. Okay, Why would that lower your expectations?
Not black enough,
I wear
though.
Weird clothes. That has nothing to do with anything. I'm gender non-conforming. Why would these be reasons to count me out? Caleb, I never looked at your content, saw the outside of you, and said, I'm going to just... Actually, I did. I went to this man's TikTok, and I scrolled through all of his thumbnails and saw him in these pictures sitting next to these women showing, like... Oh, I bet this content is bigoted. But the reason I was able to do that was the framing. I didn't do this because of who you are. Meanwhile, you turn around and you think you're doing the same thing to me, but the only crime I committed was being not what you think I should be. It's kind of interesting. You suck really bad. And nothing you said in the 4-hour live stream has disproven that.
Okay, so this is the greatest part. So his audience even is not okay with his response. They were like, what the fuck is this?
Right.
And he decides, oh, maybe you're right. Maybe I shouldn't sue and I'm going to walk back a little
perhaps
bit.
Perhaps a pinned comment? That should help.
Quite the pinned comment. Would you like to cold read?
Oh God, sure. It says, I'm sure D'Angelo is a good guy in general. And I know the internet slop community can get pretty intense. But if you're from his community, please listen. I know I can likely be more over the top and say words you don't like, but I hope you're willing to actually hear my responses to the criticisms he gave. So look past me saying the R word 42 times. Just look right on past that.
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about?
And no, I don't, quote, sue for criticism, as people are saying. That would be every day of my life if so. But when you claim that I do not provide any benefits to our guests, allude that our products are, quote, scams, and say flat out that I am racist, homophobe, transphobia, those are... That's not, it's homophobic, whatever. Yeah. And sexist, that's where the actual legal troubles can happen.
I guess he's a finance guy, not an English major. But also, that's an important part that he says, now, allude that our products are scams. Because before, in his video, I guess, he says that D'Angelo said that he was a scammer, that his thing was a scam, and he never did once.
No. And also, like, even when I was talking about it, it's like, some people are saying that this is a scam. That's not me saying this is 100% a scam. There's a big legal difference there. He goes on to say, a lawsuit tends to just give another creator more drama to react to, so it's more than likely that nothing will happen. But there are serious things to discuss when creators make claims such as these. And you know that D'Angelo has destroyed people's careers, some rightfully and some unrightful. So ask yourself, how would you react?
D'Angelo's like, whose careers have I destroyed? Like, that's not even a thing. Then someone says, I wonder then, being a thick-skinned Texan myself, if you and he could have a public-facing conversation, two adult men around the same age, calmly expressing thoughts and concerns like grown-ups, just the mom and me. And then he responds, I'd be down. I DM'd him today to have a genuine productive combo now that we've cooled off. We?
Yeah, no. I think it's just you, sir.
Yeah. We will see if he's interested in that or only content. Because, of course, it's an either or. It's like, oh, if he doesn't respond to my DM after I literally called him the R word 42 times and shit on him for 4 hours straight, then he's only interested in content.
There's a lot of commentary people, and I think we're very much included in that, who have boundaries for themselves, who say, I'm going to talk about this. These are my opinions, and if the person who we're discussing doesn't like it, they're open to talk about it on their own platforms. They can, you know, talk about whatever the fuck they want, but we don't have to do the back and forth. Like, if we said what we said, then we said what we said. We don't need to talk about it further. Like, to insinuate that if somebody doesn't want to get into it with someone who called them the R word 42 times and, like, has called them a woman and a bunch of other things, they don't have to. That does not mean that they're just like money-hungry, awful people.
Well, and what about your 4-hour unhinged crash out rant?
Right.
He's cooled off now, Lily. It's conversation.
Fine. No, he's cooled off. Don't worry about it.
What do you mean? And then he ends, happy to chat with him to get his perspective and give him mine as well. No one wants your perspective, Caleb.
No,
genuinely. Like, you already gave it and it was shit.
Okay, I think that's it for D'Angelo's video. He does go over a few more points. I think he starts getting into the group chat and stuff as well, which we already got into, so.
And he doesn't really go into detail because he said that he's like, I used to make content like that and it was a lot for me to handle.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. D'Angelo does go into like a little bit more detail showing clips. We'll link his videos down below. But I do think that he did a good job of God bless. I didn't go through the 4 hours. So I'm going to say he did a good job.
A bit more of an unhinged response.
Yeah.
Because it's so absurd.
It really is. I think that he needs to accept that the route that he's chosen online is volatile, is triggering to a lot of people. And it's not just because people are snowflakes. It's because his aura is very unsettling and ghastly. And he has to deal with that.
Yeah. The fact that he chose D'Angelo's thing to respond to, I'm like,
insane.
What?
Absolutely insane.
Like, why?
I would say that D'Angelo, again, did this in a much more calm manner than you and I ever could have. Like, we just have way 100% more intense opinions on things. So, like, yeah. I just feel like...
I get loud when I get excited.
Exactly. Come on.
Or passionate.
But yeah, like, if it was me, I would never go on this man's show. I would never want to be a guest on this man's show. I don't care how many people he thinks that he's helped. I think that he has triggered a lot more people. And, like, just the way he's doing it, it really... It cheapens what he's doing. You know, no pun intended.
It appears that he has no moral compass.
It appears that way. That's our opinion, of course, allegedly.
It appears. Of course, that's why I said that.
But that's just our opinion. I mean, if you're a Caleb Hammer lover, God bless you. Please do explain that in the comments below.
Something tells me understand. We don't have a lot of crossover.
You know, I don't think so either. I think that this might be a safe space for Caleb Hammer haters, but I might be wrong. I've been wrong before. Anyway, woo! We love the internet. I'm hot.
Yes, we love the internet.
Okay, I found single-handedly the cutest fucking video. I was actually crying at it. It was so sweet. And it has some music in the background, but I don't think we'd get copyrighted just because it's so beautiful. There's no way they would do that to us.
Well, I don't think that's how it works, but...
But it does have an animal in it, so I think you'll love it.
Good. Oh my god. Oh my god. Stop it.
Is that not the cutest fucking thing ever?
It's a golden retriever that it's like pulling on a rope that there's like a swing situation and he's pulling the little girl so she's swinging around.
Oh my god. I literally saw that and I just was like, what? If I ever looked out of my window and saw that, I could just die on that very day. I would be so happy.
You know how I feel about dogs and babies.
Oh my god.
And when the dogs are like, oh, I love it. It's so cute. Okay, well, I guess I'll show a dog one too. The caption says, POV, getting the second dog worked a little too well. And it's two little Frenchies.
Oh my god. Oh. They're little butts.
They're little sploot.
They're best friends. Oh.
Oh, look at that.
The other one's like, geez.
I know. It's always always the dark one going to the light one. This, like...
Oh my
He's
god.
Just like, I'm going to go
yeah,
right
I can see from this who was here first. I'll just say that. They sit outside together. There's so much room and they're
literally
sitting on
top
of each other.
Oh, they have multiple beds. It showed it. I watched a bunch of their other videos too. That's and there's so many beds and he always just gets right on top. Just like, I'm going to.
Oh my god, no, but literally on top. Yeah. That's so fucking cute.
Oh, I love it.
Well, anyway, guys, if you made it to the end, we very much appreciate you. Happy Valentine's Day. We forgot to say that. That's why I wore my little cardigan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This technically will go up on Valentine's Day.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day isn't huge for me.
You know? Yeah. Whatever. It's fine. Just another corporate holiday, am I right? Or whatever they call it. If you made it to the end, we appreciate you very much, but that's all we've got. And as always, we will see you on Monday. Bye.
Cheers.